Chapter 4. Bizarre Interpretations. During our acquaintance with some Pentecostal Christians, we were told about the full gospel. They said divine healing is included in the definition of the gospel. Christ died to save bodies as well as souls. To preach the gospel means telling people they can be saved spiritually and healed physically through Christ, they said. Both are guaranteed through the same faith in Jesus, according to their interpretation of certain verses. This appeared to make sense at first because it was an obvious balance between the physical and spiritual. Like social gospel adherents, they referred to texts showing Christ's sacrifice included the physical creation. For them, it followed logically that healing was guaranteed if only we were faithful and obedient. It sounded supremely positive and hopeful. Why it didn't work all the time was explained as unbelief. This struck us as simplistic and unrealistic. What does this have to do with the new social gospel? Similar hermeneutical errors are involved. Instead of adding healing to the gospel, the new social gospel adds mercy ministry. Instead of full gospel, they say holistic. A more solid reason why we rejected the Pentecostal definitions of gospel and gospel ministry is because of the way the apostles define these terms. In Paul's thorough dissertation on the gospel in Romans and Galatians, he makes no mention of physical healing as a part of the definition. This would be a drastic oversight if physical healing were included in the meaning of these terms. We concluded, therefore, that Paul's definitions lack nothing. From the book of Acts, we see divine healing as one of those signs that may accompany the preaching of the gospel as God grants them. Likewise, with mercy ministry. As do our full gospel friends, the new social gospel adherents view those who differ through their own special lens. It is insinuated that those who disagree are spiritually shallow. Lack a full understanding of God's redemptive plan. Lack compassion for the poor and social justice. Are stuck in traditional thinking. Are not progressive. The whole gospel. Justification by faith alone in Christ alone is the whole gospel. Nothing else is. Whatever gets added, however innocuous or even something marvelous, results in legalism. Another form of legalism is exactly what the new social gospel is. The rule of progressive revelation. The Bible is a chronological book, an unfolding revelation, starting with the Pentateuch and ending with the epistles and revelation. Since it is progressive, it follows logically that the latter must interpret the former. This means the New Testament interprets the Old, not vice versa. The Old Testament means what the New says it does and no more. We are free to bring into the Christian life teachings from the Old Testament that the New authorizes. Likewise, within the New Testament itself, the epistles are the Gospels and Acts explained and applied. They are the final word on what Christian living is like and what the church is to do. This is called the rule of progressive revelation. The New Testament leans heavily toward a new freedom within broad parameters. So it is with mercy ministry, social justice, and the relationship of the church to the world. Looking back to the Old Testament, rather than forward to the epistles, can get us into trouble when coming to conclusions about our duties within the Great Commission. From the Gospels we learn what it means to be Christ-like. Then the epistles explain how to work it out in practice. The Gospels are the theory, the epistles the practice. If we stayed in the Gospels alone, we might lack discipline in the church and finesse in our theology. Suppose a sinning Christian in the church refuses to repent. Without teaching from the epistles on discipline, immature members might cavil that we are judgmental, using Christ's acceptance of sinners to avoid applying discipline. They might fall into the Corinthian error of doing nothing on the grounds of tolerance. The filter effect. The progressive nature of the Bible has a filter effect. It's obvious the New Testament filters out a lot in the Old. Complications enter when parts of a principle are filtered out, but not all. Sometimes, what gets filtered is the emphasis. A principle in the Old Testament might be valid in the New for different reasons and without the same emphasis. The most dangerous errors are often simply a matter of emphasis. An example might be dietary laws. In the New Testament, we are free to eat anything, though not anywhere with anybody. Some restrictions apply, having to do with personal discipline and the consciences of others. In the following chapters, we will see how the new social gospel violates the progressive revelation principle at every turn. This leads to errors of emphasis at best and downright false doctrines at worst. From this chapter, we learn justification by faith is the whole gospel and nothing else is. The movement views detractors as spiritually weak and lacking in vision and compassion for humanity. Any addition to this definition of the gospel leads inevitably to legalism with the attendant judgmentalism. The new social gospel violates an important principle of biblical interpretation, the rule of progressive revelation.